Bob Stoll, man, a lot of talk with Sean Payton, and you know, certainly him walking away.
Yeah, people
from
are
the
still,
Saints.
Still
we don't want to say retirement because you know he'll eventually get back in, and just kind of the shockwaves across the NFL. I tell you one thing: I've done enough shows in a morning to sink a good boat on it from. You know, what will happen quarterback-wise, everything else. But I think, Bob, we can all agree on this. They have a championship-style defense.
Without a doubt.
There are some pieces there you're going to have to think about with trying to get a money deal done with Kwon Alexander, or are you really satisfied with Pete Werner? And a new deal with Marcus Davenport. And what happens with Marcus Williams? Because again,
because there's a market for him. He's
that's
still,
a huge market
he's still
for
top,
Marcus.
A top five safety.
But I think it all comes down to this: what can happen at the quarterback position? Because that's where you're gonna, you know, kind of make or break your football team.
Well, wouldn't you say right now though it might be status quo? And Mike, it's way too early to predict. But when the schedule came out, I don't know when we're gonna play our home and away games, but looking having to play the AFC North, we were talking about Joe Burrow coming to the Dome. I'd say even with Sean Payton, that Mike, I think it would still be a great achievement because I think where our offense is, I don't know about Michael Thomas was going to have it, but still be like a 9-8 type team. It's not like them days, I think, right now with our Drew Brees, as far as, because, oh, we're going to get 11 wins. Oh, we'll get 11 wins, if not 12 or 13. We're not there right now.
Yeah, because the pieces are there on defense. And if Will Lutz comes back healthy on special teams, you have the kicker, the punter, the return game.
We have a top five special team.
No question about it. And to me, you got a top five or six defense.
Yep.
Again, you didn't get to see your first round pick this year. He was sort of in the witness protection agency. But then Passano gets hurt also. So you have those elements coming back.
And we finished strong with number of sacks. We always say, boy, can you get in the high 40s? And they did. We didn't think they had,
they
had
got
a
45,
run.
So yep. that was there. And this unit with Mickey and Kai Harley have shown that they can be very creative financially to work around deals. I think, again, it goes back to the quarterback position. You're going to have to redo your wide receiver spot. And what happens up front along the offensive line. But, you know, I could say that about a lot of teams in the NFL,
right.
Basically 90% of them. Like with Cincinnati, you know what they need to get.
Offensive line.
I think you need another guy along the defensive line and some secondary help at the cornerback position. I mean, they paid Trey Williams $12 million last year. Trey is sitting on the bench, and Eli Apple is playing Cincinnati. So everybody's got – things, but I think we've seen in the past Kai and Mickey working together to create room that you can go out and get a few players here and there. But I think the big thing is draft day. I'm still a big believer that's how you got to build your football team. But at quarterback, you're going to have to go outside the building.
Yeah, but Mike, don't you think they might roll the dice and then you think Jameis is going to rehab his knee and give another opportunity? I don't know, financial-wise, I still think the Saints are in the driver's seat there. As far as, and Jameis is familiar with the offense. We mentioned the Steelers.
Yeah, but
could be
okay,
a possibility.
With supply and demand, though, and I don't know what Winston is looking for financially, but supply and demand tells you, look at the quarterback crop coming out, and, okay, and there are going to be a few guys available via a trade, that Jameis is going to have some value.
It
depends
financially
on what you're going to want, but he's going to have some value, Bob, I'm telling you. And it won't be just one team.
Well,
be just one.
Yeah, because there's 32 teams, Mike, at best, they got 10 to 12 teams that are always looking for a quarterback. I'm not talking about a franchise quarterback. I'm talking about, like for instance, you view Kirk Cousins as a starting quarterback. You know, you look at a number of guys, even Tannehill, the poor game he had. You still view him like in that top 15, top 20.
But he's going to be back next. But Tannehill's going to be back.
But what I'm saying, but then when you got the bottom 12,
that's the shuffle.
You're always looking for a quarterback. And, Mike, when you look at, like, Sean Payton and what you were expecting of him, I think it was kind of like, well, we got a little bit extra lanyard. When you look at NFL history and even Saints history as far as coaching – to last basically a decade and a half It's unbelievable. He was only behind Bill Belichick as far as longest tenured coaches. And when you look at it, Jeff Duncan put this together. The average tenure for an NFL head coach, Mike, it's not even 3.5 years. This is NFL history, 3.2 years. The average tenure for the nine Saints head coaches who preceded Sean Payton was 4.3. So 4.5 years. And, Mike, he lasted 16.
Come on. Other than Jim Mora, none of them had much on the resume.
Right.
I mean, you know, I do give Hazelate a little bit of credit here.
Well, he just got fired by the Titans, the linebacker coach, right?
And that's not a surprise. There had been some rumblings. He didn't maybe get along with certain elements.
With Vrabel?
With certain people there.
Because he's a defensive coach, Mike.
Yeah, he's a linebacker's coach. And right. I think he's better in a small group than being a coordinator or a head coach.
Right.
But, you know, he had this team in the 500 mark and a playoff team in year one.
And they had more injuries than the Saints. They had the most injuries in NFL history.
With the Titans? Oh, absolutely. I was talking about when he was with the Saints.
Okay, I got you. But Mike, how about this? Even when you look at like coaching tenures, great coaches, you don't realize. Look at the Super Bowl trophies named after him. You know how long Vince Lombardi lasted in Green Bay? Nine years. And they remember, he went to the Redskins before you know it.
And he passed away.
The great Bill Walsh, your West Coast offense. The offensive genius. He's probably the first offensive genius when we label that. He was 10 years in San Francisco. You look at Jim Moore, was the longest coach, like I said, but he couldn't make it through his 11th season before he quit that 1996 season. But you just look at what we think, a football fan, what you think of Vince Lombardi and Bill Walsh. Mike, 9, 10 years, that's why whoever's even going to be the next coach.
That's some big moccasins to feel, Hoss.
Yeah, you don't want to be the man to replace the man. But the next guy, if he lasts a decade, you would say, boy, he must be doing a real good job. Because you know how everyone, I don't know how Ms. Gale would be with the patience. Like, okay, I Mike, because you see owners now, you know, as I know, 2 or 3 years, if things aren't going well after 1 year, and then two, then you're gone.
Okay, because all these owners today, they're not millionaires. They billionaires with a B. And so they made their money a little bit different way. Years ago, that wasn't quite the case. And so you would get a little bit of extension with a coach. But today, man, with the one money that they have, what? I'll pay him off and we'll just get another coach.
What I'm worried about, and I can see this happening, because Sean Payton's not retiring. Mike, he's not going to die coaching. He's not a lifer. Like
no, he's not a
70s.
Lifer. He's made that known.
But he's not 68. He's 58. So if you look at who mentored, who you associate with, so you look at Bill Parcells and John Gruden. Bill Parcells stayed 3 or 4 years, Jets, Giants, Dolphins, Dallas, you know, whatever it might be. What I'm worried about what could happen, I'd rather him stay in the TV booth and do an outstanding job, that being Sean Payton.
And be like Bill Cowher. How many times has Bill Cowher's name got brought up after he left the Steelers?
Bill Cowher, Mike.
And he stayed.
John Gruden was on Monday Night Football with a decade.
Then, 10 years.
And all of a sudden, the Raiders give him $100 million. Look at John Madden. He never came back.
Never got
to
back
coaching.
In it. So, John actually came on this show years ago. Buddy D and I were doing this show, and he said he had been offered 15 head coaching jobs.
Yeah,
turned them all down. Well, say, I'm not interested.
Well, I don't think Sean's going to coach like he said this year. But 2023, 2024, I don't know. I don't want him going to the Cowgirls. I don't want him going to Dallas. But Jerry Jones might be so desperate. Boy, you're talking about a hot seat. It'd be interesting to see. You let Dallas lay an egg again. Boy, Sean might be the first $20 million a year coach or something.
And we talked about this years ago and over the last few months also, that with all the money that's being spread around college football now, you have a $10 million coach at LSU, and you can kind of go on and on, that these agents all kind of connect together and say, wait a minute, you know, how come I'm not getting that? You know, I'm a pro coach. That college coach is getting it. So agents are going to use that card a lot of different ways. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.